It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
I don't understand why more people on the High Plains don't plant buffalo grass. It's a tough native of the short grass prairie, grows with a minimum of water, and is reasonably tolerant of traffic. It also tolerates wind and fire, spreads by seed and runner, and forms a thick sod mat that will eventually choke out weeds. It's a hot weather grass that likes the sun, and it grows short and thick, so it doesn't need frequent mowing. Okay, you're saying, that's the good news. Now give me the bad news. Well, to be perfectly honest, I can't find much bad news about buffalo grass lawns. The only complaint I've heard concerns dormant season color. You see, in the winter, buffalo grass turns a soft beige color, a prairie sand hue that, to me anyway, looks sort of natural for the flatlands or rolling swells of the Great Plains. And once warm weather arrives, just a sip from a rain shower will start it greening up. Let's face it, folks, our water supplies are dwindling. The folks in the business of agriculture are trying to find more efficient ways of growing and irrigating crops, and we homeowners need to take our cue from them and begin to replace water-guzzling landscapes with more conservative plants, trees, and lawns. Buffalo grass is a good way to go when you want to watch your water bills drop as a trouble-free lawn grows. You can establish your own patch of prairie sod in two ways, by planting seed or transplanting plugs. 35 years ago, we began the process of planting a large area that was previously filled with lots of weeds and remnants of an alfalfa field. Because we were on a limited landscape budget and we had so much area to cover, we planted in strips and sections, about 10 to 15 feet wide, with open areas in between. Each spring, for 3 years, we added more strips as the previous areas became established and began to grow toward each other. We used water sprinklers and hoses to give the seeds a couple of good drinks when thunder showers refused to help us out, and we kept the weeds mowed. I also did as much hand weeding as I could find time for. At the end of our 3 years of planting, we had a thriving lawn on the planted strips, and the empty spaces between were beginning to fill in nicely. Today we have the luxury of being able to dig plugs to give friends and neighbors from areas where the thick mat of buffalo is encroaching on flower beds and gardens. I won't kid you, putting in a lawn is lots of work. Hauling hoses, retrieving muddy sprinklers, pulling and mowing weeds is a major commitment, and buffalo grass seed is not inexpensive. But the payoff comes in the future when you save money on water and gain leisure time away from the lawnmower. During the summer, your lawn will be a healthy green and can take the rough and tough of kids and dogs at play. And if you must have a green that rivals Kentucky bluegrass pastures, just give your prairie patch a half inch of water during the dry times. It'll green up as you watch. For something special, think about adding short grass prairie wildflowers to your seed mix, or tuck a few in among your transplant plugs. Then, when your lawn has become an established part of your landscape, lie back and gaze upon your wide open spaces and imagine that you can hear the wagon wheels rolling across the prairie on their way to the Great Divide.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.